This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi everyone, this is Paul Simpson, manager at Carlisle United, and you're listening to the Blue Army Podcast.
My name is Jamie Devitt.
My name is Maddie Robson.
My name is Chris Phillips.
My name is Paul Anderson.
My name is Mark Boyd.
Hello. My name is Derek Combs.
My name's Toby Show Silva.
My name's Greg Abbott, and you're listening to the Blue Army Podcast. Enjoy.
I mean, I missed most of the rain, to be fair, but you lads, you were there in the thick
conveniently
of it.
Missed.
Yeah. I was quite happy to miss most of that town for. Because when I put that message in, I'm pretty sure Will was centre field. So I don't know if you were stood next to him or not. But when that rain came down, I'm glad I wasn't anywhere near that field.
Yeah, we got there about the same time.
Yeah. Oh well, you probably got soaked. Like, there's another man who escaped the soaking on Friday. How are you doing, Max? You all right?
Yeah, not too bad. Sorry for my lateness. I completely forgot.
No, it's all right. I've had one of those days myself. Like, it's felt like it's the longest day in the world today. Like, I don't know what it's just been a long day, put it that way. It's been a long day. But it's always nice to have you lads around us. It really is. And we're in the build-up to the charity match, lads. It's taking place on the 18th of May at the time of recording. It's 10 days away, just 10 days away from the charity match that's taking place at Rydale Park. Ticket link in the description just below. We've been training this week and it's been finally confirmed, or I've been able to at least confirm, that our gaffer, our manager, will be none other than Carlisle City manager and international manager for, what is it, Kagawa or something like that? International side. Jim Nichols will be managing the Blue Army podcast side. Hopefully, we're going to see him at a training session very soon. He watched the video that we did with The Last Ditch. If you haven't watched that video and you're listening to this, I'll put a link to the video in the description just below.
Oh, myself God, Max, he hasn't watched that, has he? Real rubbish.
Well, that's the thing, mate. He has watched that because it's the only sort of like recon that he's been able to do on us. I have kind of like left it with the caveat I'm probably like the third worst player in the team, something along those lines. So like, I think he knows what sort.
Tell him it was Bob. It was very bobbly.
Yeah, it was very bobbly though. No, it genuinely was very bobbly.
We're playing
as well.
On a 3G
it genuinely
pitch.
Was, and we probably. I mean, I don't intend to take that many shots from outside the box with the goalkeeper just staring at me. So it'll be a bit of a different scenario on the day. But on the day itself, we'll have a goalkeeper that will be up against that Jim Nichols does know. He's on the books at Carlisle City. He's not played in Carlisle City's team this season, but he was training with the Carlisle City lads. He's got a big Instagram following, and I think it's GK Keg or something. Again, I'll put a thing for his Instagram in there. He's got a pretty cool amount of content on his Instagram page. Anyway, it's the 18th of May. It's 10 days away. We're raising money for Mines, and we're raising money for Andy's Man's Club. It's going to be a huge event, and we're ready for you, Last Ditch. We're ready for you. We're coming for you. We are. We're coming for you. I've been doing squats, lads. That's what I've been doing recently. Squat challenge. I did 10 2 days ago, 20 yesterday,
but they're terrified.
30 today. So, by the time it's match day, I'll be knackered. So I'll kick things off properly, lads. Let's kick things off properly. All right, matters, how's it going? And welcome back to the Blue Army Podcast. This is, of course, episode 158. I am absolutely buzzing to be joined by the three men that I love to call the Cumbrian Brain Trust. That's right, Liam, Will, and Max is here. Welcome back to the Blue Army Podcast, lads. How are you feeling in the anticipation of our end of season award ceremonies?
Well, excited.
Good. It's nice doing one of these podcasts when we haven't lost. Admittedly, we haven't played either, but you know, it makes a welcome change.
I mean, yeah, technically,
as if that win over Peterborough never happened.
Like 3 months ago.
Technically, we still lost against Derby. It's still our most recent game, so technically, we have lost. We're still going to talk about it. That's all. But I wasn't going to bring it up, but I have now. So I've ruined that. Forget about that. Forget about that. If that made you feel shitty, forget about that, because I've got something that's going to make you feel good. It's a tradition that we have around here on the Blue Army Podcast at the start of the show, and it can mean it's time for one thing and one thing only. It's time for the Blue Army Podcast. Joke of the week is a big laugh. I think he's trying to. It's the Blue Army Podcast. Joke of the week. All right, lads, here we go. What do you call a crocodile that works for the police? An investigator. Hey?
Okay.
Oh, well. Yeah.
That one's all right.
It cut out halfway through, so...
Oh, no, did it? No, mate. Oh, you'll have to listen back to it. No, I'm joking. I'll do it for you and I'll edit it out later. Is that what do you call a crocodile that works for the police? An investigator.
So will you edit in the laugh?
Well, I'm editing you. I don't need to. Well, this laugh, this is, yeah, I will now.
This is the laugh we'll use.
That's the laugh I needed. Yeah, now I've got it. I'll definitely use it, mate. Now I've got it. This is something, because the Zoom does break up, like when all four of us laugh at the same time, like the Zoom like does like sort of like go, ah, there's too many people talking at the same time, and kind of like breaks it up a little bit. Yeah. So like when we're hopefully next season, when we're doing more sort of like in the same room, studio style podcast, it's going to be a lot better for that kind of audio quality and that kind of thing. But yeah, it's exciting times ahead, lads. It's exciting times ahead. Normally, what we've started to do at this time of the show, after the joke, is go into the news, but everyone's on holidays. It's all pre-recorded interviews and stuff that they're trying to make it look like it's taking place this week, but we all know they're on holiday this week because we follow them on Instagram and things like that, so we know they're not actually anywhere near Brunton Park. There's little bits and bobs of news. The biggest bit of news, I suppose, today is the fact that it is St. Jimmy's Day. It's 25 years to the day when Jimmy Glass scored the goal that kept Carlisle United in the Football League for another year at least, or another year or two at least, before unfortunately things went a bit south. But then Simpson came back and we had the back-to-back promotions, and now Simo's back again, and you know, it's a whole legacy. It's a 25 years ago today since that day. It's an amazing day. It always provokes memories for me. It's probably my earliest memory as a Carlisle fan is being passed over the barrier from the paddock onto the side of the pitch to be able to pitch invade the pitch with my older brother, my uncle, and my dad. So it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun on that day. And obviously, Jimmy Glass will forever live in legend around Brunton Park. And his turtleneck, apparently, because he doesn't wear any other kind of apparel these days, his turtleneck grey jacket combination. It's becoming his new calling card at the moment around Brunton Park. The only other bit of news that's been eked out of Brunton Park is it's basically just rumours around the fact that the sort of targets that Paul Simpson wants to sign. Max, last week you were able to cover the released and retained list. We've spoken about on this podcast before who we might want to keep and who we might want to lose, and what areas we feel like are going to need strengthened and looked at going into the season. Paul Simpson this week has zeroed out a goalkeeper and fullbacks with strength to come into the squad. So it seems like if we're going to be playing more wings back with strength, we're going to keep playing the same formation potentially. So with that in mind, Max, where do you feel like our potential biggest recruitment areas need to be?
To be fair, I think realistically we should be looking all over the pitch when we've just sort of finished rock bottom of the league. But you know, the one he's mentioned, yeah, obviously I've got faith in Breeze, but you don't know whether he wants to send him out on loan, something like that. But yeah, I think with the players we've still got under contract, when hopefully some of them leave, there'll be a sort of replacement coming in for them. So we'll probably be bringing in players all over the pitch, to be honest with you. You know, you have to really. I mean, there isn't really an area we're really strong in, I would say. So expect vast changes.
Needs to be a bit of all over the pitch. I agree with you on that one. But Will, how vast do you think this recruitment and exit is going to be over the summer at Brunton Park? If you had to throw a number on the amount of people leaving and a number on the amount of people coming in, what kind of ballpark figures would you be expecting? And do you feel like it's necessary for that much change if you're going to predict a lot of change?
I think probably going out, I don't know, maybe 4-ish. It doesn't seem like a big number, but it probably is, really, when you look at the amount of players that we've got.
Yeah.
You know, you need to get players out in order to get players in.
I really hope we can shift some of them.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be takers as well. You know, it's like in the past where we've, you know, players have been surplus to requirements with us and then they've actually gone on and done better elsewhere. So, you know, it's not necessarily trying to get, you know, offload players that nobody wants.
No, exactly. I think like the players that I've been told that, like, if you didn't have an extra year on your contract, you would have been let go / you know, you can basically hopefully try and find yourself a club over the summer. They probably knew it was coming. For a little bit, they've probably already put like fingers in certain pies, and they probably are players that can, you know, get recruited at the League Two level anyway, if not ambitiously the League One level, even to be given an opportunity there. So I don't think I feel like the players that got released are the players that, like, they were never going to get a 2-year contract anyway, which is why they've been released. They were always sort of like coming to the end of the tenure here, unfortunately. Liam, Paul Huntington has had a 2-part interview this week featuring his exit plans from Brunton Park and what he's going to be getting up to in the near future. It leaves a huge hole in the back for an experienced defender, or does it? Is it a like-for-like recruitment when it comes to that centre-back position, or what are you expecting to see at centre-back being recruited over the summer? Completely new back line? Or just that one person that's going to upgrade the back line?
I think happen are two different things. Like, I think the only one out of that back line I'd realistically like to stay is John Mellish, whereas I feel like Sam Lavelle's definitely going to be there next season, whether people like it or not. But I think in between them two, I would always like to have a kind of big experienced defender like what Paul Huntington was. And I think it's what we were missing a lot last season when he wasn't there. So whether he believes Sam Lavelle can be that, because obviously he's captained Morecambe to promotion, not as experienced. Does Mellish count as experienced? He's been here a hell of a lot longer than anyone else at the club. But no, I'd like to see some kind of Paul Huntington, but instead of, what, 35 is he? You know, maybe more towards 31, 32 kind of age, where we can get a few years out of him kind of thing, but still be that experienced man at the back.
See, someone with maybe championship experience.
Yeah, we're looking to sign Paul Huntington again.
Again, yeah.
Yeah, what he was when he first came in. We're just trying to redo that.
A younger version.
Yeah.
Why not get another one? Homegrown as well.
Carl, a couple of years. Field signed Aidan Flint. A player like Aidan Flint would be good. Mm. Like, obviously not him. He's 34, but he's obviously done well at Mansfield when they were in League Two. They've obviously gone up now.
Maybe it's Ben Tozer from Wrexham, who's just been released. He seems to be playing as a defender for them recently, and he's 33, 34 now, I think. Maybe he's the one they'll look at.
That wouldn't be a bad bit of experience to come in. Like, that's possible. That's definitely possible. Like, yeah, that's definitely possible. But yeah, other than a bit of rumourage, lads, there's not been a lot of news coming out of Brunton Park this week. So apologies for that. That's the end of the news that I have for you. Will, earlier on in the week, you were teasing a little bit of the ups and downs of what's been going on around Carlisle United. So let's all clam up and pay attention, because it's the time of the show where we all get to find out what's been happening here. What's been happening in the league? roundup with Wills and Liam.
Can we stick to league? Should we convert it back to the League Two roundup now? I feel like it's.
I kind of miss the League Two.
Do you like kind of having the fact that you can kind of look up and down sometimes? It's the league roundup.
Yeah, I mean, we're not even touching on League One. We're looking at playoffs in League Two and in the conference.
League One's irrelevant to us now.
Yeah, do you want to start with your League Two bit, Liam?
Yeah. Well, looking at the clubs who might not be joining us this season, Crawley have took a 3-0 lead in the first leg of their semi final against MK Dons, which I'm sure is a result everyone was wanting, to be honest. I don't think anyone's surprised result, but I think, you know, it's a weird one because I don't really like either club after the whole, you know, ownership thing with Crawley. I don't really like seeing them do well, but you know, I much prefer their owners to the MK Dons owners and what they've done in the past. But that's one side of the leg, and it's another team who's kept a clean sheet on the other side as Doncaster, rather expectingly, took a 2-0 victory over Crewe. You know, which is a surprise at all because it was at Crewe. You know, Crewe are the favourites. You know, I think they've won something like 10 on the bounce now. But to so easily kind of dismantle Crewe at home, and Crewe have been a decent team in League 2 this season. You know, they tailed off towards the end. Like, I think they, you know, they didn't win any of their last three. But, you know, they're in that playoffs and they were kind of comfortably in that playoffs for a long part of the season. But yeah, it's a weird one and it looks like if results don't massively change, it's going to be a Crawley-Doncaster final, which, you know, you'd have to say Doncaster would be the favourites for.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly just goes to show how important a momentum is.
Yeah.
You know, like you say, you know, Crewe and O pushovers and, you know, to go to Crewe and win 2-0. When they were so poor early on in the season as well, it's pretty phenomenal. But then, you know, they've got that momentum and, you know, they had negative momentum earlier on in the season, I guess, as well. So it's kind of a bit mental, forms a habit.
Yeah, it's a bit addicted to go down, and now it looks like it's going to be a championship playoff final of Crawley and Doncaster. It shows you how much I know. But yeah, that looks like it's going to be the final unless there's some massive, massive comebacks in the second legs of them semis.
It feels like so long ago when we did predictions.
I missed that. It'll be coming again soon.
New one soon, yeah.
Yeah. Me and Liam did a prediction, but I can't remember what I put for League.
Oh, yeah. Do you know that's the most viewed video on my channel?
Get in, lad. That's where I recruited Max from. I was like, oh,
you definitely come back this year, you know.
he looks like a decent human being, actually. I'll get him on the podcast.
Oh, that's right. I remember that now.
Yeah.
Because we were going to put him on. That was the trial run, wasn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I knew anything about it. No.
Cheeky recruitment steps, that's all. Cheeky recruitment steps. Either way, you were coming on the podcast. It was just we weren't sure if you were going to be like a regular or not, if you were going to have the time for us, I guess. You know, we were worried that you were too normal for us.
Well, I'm glad I
am.
Commitments and things to do.
Yeah, I'm somebody with his moustache. He doesn't have the moustache anymore. Well, he does, but he's got the rest of the facial hair.
Yeah, I've got the rest of it. The experiment's over.
It's a beautiful looking beard. But anyway, let's get away from Max's beard. Is that everything for the roundup? Will, have you got
no,
a bit?
No, I mean, one team that we know now will be playing us next season is Bromley, led to victory on penalties over Solihull Moon. Playoff final by Byron Webster, former Carlisle man there. He also scored the crucial penalty, and I don't know if you've seen it. It looks like a bit of shithousery from him. He does like a little smirk to the keeper, and he's wearing a EFL captain's armband, and then he scored the penalty.
I thought he was wearing the armbands.
Yeah, he's had his own... He's on it, but he said the keeper was trying to put him off, and that's what he was smirking at. He wasn't.
Yeah, he wasn't just trying to put the keeper off.
Yeah, the keeper was trying to put him off, and he was just kind of like smirking at that. Apparently, he's been wearing the captain's armband all season, which still seems like a shithousery thing to do for me.
He's bought it himself as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's just one that he had and it was comfortable and he didn't like. So like, he's been wearing, I didn't know you could even, you know, I didn't know you could do that. Why did you? Because I mean, it's essentially a competitor, not a competitor, but it's another,
it's a different
company.
Yeah,
it's like the National League. But yeah, he's been wearing it all season.
And Olamola scored a penalty as well, didn't he?
Yeah, Olamola as well. So, assuming that they both stay with Bromley, because it's never guaranteed. You can have a great season, like, you know, Joe Senior did with us. You know, you can have you can have an important part to play in a promotion push and then still get released, but coming up for us, and they were against Solihull Moors, who stay down. I see they've got that Joe Sparrow, who was, I think, Liam's or maybe Max's tip for a player to sign a couple of years ago, still down in non-league.
Yeah.
He actually scored for Solihull. But yeah, there we are.
He's on a packet, like, he's getting paid well there.
Bromley Finney. Yeah, I mean, they were one of the better teams in the division all season, so not a huge surprise that they've gone and won the playoffs. But I think we mentioned before, they are a pretty small outfit in terms of the size of the stadium, the amount of fans they've got. You know, they'll be probably even smaller than the likes of Sutton and Harrogate in terms of kind of like, you know.
Might go down for it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's in London, isn't it? So like anything down there, you've always got the opportunity to hang out in London. But that's the National League all sorted.
Well, thank you very much, lads, because we all got to find out what's been happening here. What's been happening there in the league? Roundup with Liam and Wills. Nicely done, lads. Now, Max, just pull you to one side quickly, mate. I don't really know what's happening next. Do you have an idea?
To be honest, last week was kind of the finale of the million-pound ideas and all the daft ones came out, which was fun. but yeah, what is there to talk about with Carlisle now, really? I mean,
what's
there's a lot of work being done.
Taken out.
Yeah, so obviously the Warwick, half of the Warwick's been demolished. And I think, are they trying to sort of, where the toilets were, make sort of a passage? Is that what's going on? Because I can't really tell what was going on from the pictures.
Oh, right. I haven't seen
the blueprints were, from what I remember, like the artist sketches, the architect sketches and stuff. It looks like what they're going to try and do is like have the whole back wall, or at least maybe in two separate sections of the back wall of the Warwick, will be basically, they're just going to attach like two container bars to the end with the flappy paddle door open things. So you can get served a drink because you can't see the pitch as long as you don't go up the stairs. So there'll be security on the stairs. So you'll be able to like drink.
Yeah.
On that bit there, I assume that they're going to make some kind of toilet area either in the middle of the bars or one on either side of the bar or something like that. But from what the pictures look like to me is that they're clearing that whole way out to basically put the infrastructure in for those bars for the Warwick. Because
yeah, I mean, it's a good idea.
Naturally, already them steps for the Warwick. If you can't see the pitch from the bottom of them steps, can you? Like when you go in the back of the Warwick, you can't see the pitch. So it's not obstructing EFL rules where you can't be drinking alcohol while the match is on. So as long as it's properly done with security on the stairs, so people can't get past them with alcohol, basically, then it should work in theory for them to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I'm quite excited, really. I hope it all gets sorted for the start of the season.
It'd be a bit dark and dingy to have a pint in there, though. Like, they might have to sort something out there.
Well, they'll obviously think about it.
Smoking area or something.
About that,
there's plenty of opportunity for light to get in.
Yeah. It'll be weird just kind of seeing it, because I don't know how many years the Warwick's been like that. Probably like 50 years or something.
Yeah, probably a long time since it was built.
They've been complaining about it for 20 years, so...
But yeah, as far as this my segment go, I don't really have a segment. I just wanted to mention the see what you all thought about the ground development. It's definitely an exciting time. I'm quite looking forward to seeing what it all looks like.
Yeah,
it's very not the scary. Only thing. Very yeah. scary piece of development on my side, because up until the roar behind me, they're getting rid of. So that I was very nearly kicked out of my season.
They would have just given you another one.
Yeah, he wouldn't have liked that.
I know, they would have just put me in another row.
Don't
I
move
like
me.
My seat. Exactly. Sure, that's exactly. I felt like I felt like that.
Pitch. They might have let you keep the physical seat to take home.
Maybe.
I mean, the other thing that's been in the news recently as well is the talk of them having a goalkeeper academy in West Cumbria of the keepers that have come from that part of the.
I mean, I just think the logic behind
well,
it.
Well, over the years, and Tony Cage, Scott Carson.
If that's the logic behind it, that like you have to like have a base in West Cumbria. You can't just like send a scout around the schools and stuff like that. Like if that's literally the logic.
That's where all the
it.
Talent in Cumbria is.
This is what I mean. That, it just doesn't sound right. Do you know what I mean? It just sounds a bit like unnecessary. I don't know. I genuinely don't
the
know.
The going off it being, like literally saying that this is an area that produces top quality goalkeepers.
This is an area so weird, that produces people with overly large hands. That's what it should be. There's something in the water around West Cumbria.
They all have extra fingers, which gives them an advantage.
Genetically modifies people for somehow being better goalkeepers. But we won't talk about the effects of Sellafield.
You just have.
It has nothing to do with freakishly large appendages.
Just leave that.
Oh yeah, we'll leave it there. We'll leave it there. We'll leave it there before we pick things up with something that's became a very popular segment here in the Blue Army podcast. We're just going to have a few words from a couple of our sponsors.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
All right, gentlemen, it's time to play the game that everybody loves to play in the middle of the show. That's right, it's time to play a true blue, another blue, true blue, another blue, 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 blue.
Hey, new jingle.
Boys, it's time for you to decipher who is the Red Herons within the bunch of the squads named in 1987. It's time for you to decipher who is a true blue and who isn't a true blue. That's right, gentlemen. We've got five names in front of us. There's some Red Herons, but some of these lads did genuinely play for Carlisle United in 1987. The first name on the list is Paul Parker.
He played for Man U, didn't he?
Did he?
No. I mean, it seemed he could have played for... There could have been another one that played for Carlisle, but I instantly think of a guy who played for Man U, and I think maybe Liam's going to have been... Maybe it's going to be a Man U-themed red herring.
Oh, literally a red herring.
Yeah, and I know he does like to have his... themed. It's obvious how he's been coming up with the names.
Mm.
Well,
it's possible. Yeah. Are we going to...
Going with not a blue?
Yeah.
Okay, you're saying not a blue for Paul Parker. And Paul Parker was not a Blue lads. Well done, well done, well done. You're actually 6 for 6 if you include like last week's show. So, you know, yeah, well done to you lads. You've had a real hot streak. The next one on the list. So it's Paul Parker, Paul Baker.
Oh, here we go.
So this is just going to be the Pauls.
Yeah, the next one's going to be Paul Miller, Paul Hunter.
Paul Baker.
No.
Yeah, well, I feel like every single time we just result to whatever Will says because he's the oldest. Like,
I don't know. I'm not that old. I don't know these players.
Well, you're like closer.
No one said you're that old. They said, you know, genuinely,
no,
you are
knows
the
how old
person
Will's
out
is
of you, Max and Liam. That's all. No one has to know exactly how many years you are.
I've got no special knowledge of 1987, if that's what you're asking. But I don't know.
There's no Football Manager out that year.
Yeah, my instinct was that he's bluffing again.
Your instinct says I'm bluffing. Does anyone want to overrule?
I'm going more off Liam's tone of voice than like anything to do with knowledge of the player. Yeah. It's just,
so we're saying he's not a Blue.
He likes Paul to build Baker up to the point.
We're saying Paul Baker's not a Blue.
Yeah,
and you're wrong, I'm afraid, mate. About that, lads. The streak ends at 6. Well done. You had a good run going. You were always going to fall at some hurdle eventually. So, Paul Gorman.
Paul Gorman doesn't sound made up.
Paul Gorman.
Max knows.
No, I don't know, but he just...
No.
I've never
known
any of
you said it confident enough for me to believe.
We have to be confident.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Confidence is real. He's real.
And he is a true Blue, lads. Well done. Well done, boys. Yeah, well done. He is a true Blue. 2 out of 3 ain't too bad. So we're going to limp into the next round. It's Paul Nixon.
He's just Paul.
Not happy with that one.
He's just a lot of
Blue.
Nah, no one's happier with that one. Everyone's not happy with that one. You're saying not a Blue, and you'd be correct, lads. Well done. 3 out of 4 ain't bad. Can you make it 4 out of 5? We'll see as we go into the last name on the list, which is Paul Haig.
That must be a Scottish name. Yeah, true.
Gone in. Yeah, true.
We're saying true Blue. Lads, you're getting a good knack for this. You're 4 out of 5 this week. Yeah, 5. I mean, like 9 out of 10. You know, you're on a bit of a hot streak. You're doing really well at the moment, gentlemen. Well done. Well done. Hopefully that's got you all nice and warmed up for the next thing that we have coming up, which is, of course, the end of season award ceremonies. We've got the best young player. We've got the best player. And we're going to do a best 11. It's going to be difficult because, you know, there's not a lot to choose between a lot of the people that we have written down in front of us. So let's see how we get on, gentlemen. Now, for best young player, for me, because it fits this category and he's been on the show before, it's Gabe Brees. It has to be. He didn't do really anything wrong when he came into the team. You can't fault him. And he bowed out of the team with no sort of like, you know, moaniness reports or ill nature. He became the number 2, keeping Thomas Hoyle out of the squad until the end of the season. He stepped up a notch. He stepped up a few notches, I think, in a lot of people's books. So for me, it has to be Gabriel Brees for best young player of the season. Liam, what do you think the best young player of the season has been?
I would agree with you if Brees had played maybe a few more matches, but I think because he only played, I think, was it 3 games, you're going to have to give it to Jack Ellis, who, you know, started a lot more than I think he expected to, and I don't think he was particularly dreadful in any of the games he played. I think he kind of got run ragged a bit when he went to Wigan. But apart from that, Jack Ellis, he was kind of... So I'll say Jack Ellis.
Yeah, understandable. Will, who would you like to nominate for best young player?
I was going to say almost exactly what Liam's just said. You know, compared to Gabe Brees, Jack Ellis has just played... He's played more games, he's established himself a bit better, and for me, that kind of like makes him the only real contender for Young Player of the Year.
What about you, Max? Who would you like to nominate for Best Young Player?
Yeah, Jack Ellis. Pretty, there's a lot of improvement to be made with him. But I hope he gets the chance to do that at Carlisle.
Oh, I mean, then I've been overruled. It's going to be Jack Ellis. Sorry, Gabe. I did try for you, mate. I did try for you. Sorry, mate. Right, so we're going to go on to best player. And for me, the most consistent player and somebody that definitely stood out more on occasion this season than other people did is John Mellish. That's right. The servant of the club, Mr. John Mellish, has to be, for me, the player of the season. What about you, Max? Who would you like to nominate for player of the season?
Yeah, same for me, John Mellish. Even when he plays badly, he still puts a lot of effort in. And he'll just do mental things like score a hat-trick away at Peterborough. So, yeah, John Mellish for me.
It's a bit of John Mellish for Max. What about you, Will?
Yeah, there's, you know, there's maybe just like one or two players John Mellish gets it because, you know, he's still been out there doing John Mellish things even when the performances haven't been great.
Well, well, well. Let's go over to Liam and see if it's a full house.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter what I say now, but I think, yeah, it's a full house. It's John Mellish.
It's John Mellish for man of the season. It's a no-brainer, really, when you actually have to sit down and think about it. It's a no-brainer, gentlemen. It had to be John Mellish. So John Mellish becomes the Blue Army Podcast Player of the Season. I'm sure he'd be thrilled to pick up that award when he eventually, obviously, definitely hears about it tomorrow morning when somebody runs up to him when he's eating his cornflakes. When he's listening while he's eating his cornflakes.
He's on the beach.
Tomorrow morning on the beach of his all-inclusive Benidorm holiday. I'm sure he's having a great time this summer and deservedly so, because he's been the best player, in our opinion, in a very difficult season. Right, lads, it's best 11 time. Goalkeeper, it's been an up-and-down position. I don't think it's going to be a surprise who I'm going to nominate. It's right, it's Game Breeze. He's the only goalkeeper that was actually consistent this season. He didn't really make a mistake. I know he only played 3 games, but for me, it has to be Gabriel Breeze. What are you saying about it, Wills?
I mean, I think it's pretty harsh to lay into the other goalkeepers too much because we were struggling defensively and it just seemed it doesn't matter who you put in there. They're going to struggle. It feels cheeky to give it to Gabe Breeze because he played the fewest mistakes. But as a young homegrown player, up and coming, and because I didn't give him the Young Player of the Year, then yeah, I'll give Gabe Breeze the Goalkeeper of the Year.
Oh, juicy. All right, okay. So Gabe Breeze might be in the starting 11, the best 11 of the season. He needs one more vote. Liam, is he going to be your contender?
Yeah, I think the rest of them were just dreadful. And that's all I can say on the matter. He just was the best of an incredible...
It's been difficult watching, mate. Really, it really punching. Has been. Max, have you got anything to add? Would you like to nominate anyone else, maybe?
Yeah, I'll just nominate Holy just as a gesture of goodwill because he's left the club and got good memories of him.
Thank you, Max. I like my nomination. Thank you.
It's going to be sad to not have Thomas Holy interviews. Not that we had any for a long time, obviously, towards the end of the season, but it will be sad not to see the Giant knocking around Sports Direct in the recent future, unfortunately. Lads, it's wing-back time. No one's been incredibly impressive. This is where it's going to actually get a bit difficult. I suppose right wing-back, though, it's going to be Young Player of the Year for the Blue Army Podcast, probably. So I'm gonna say Jack Ellis anyway. That's who I'm gonna nominate. Will, who would you like to go with your right wing back?
Yeah, Jack Ellis. I can't knock him back after giving him an award.
It makes sense. Yeah. It makes sense. Max, what about yourself?
Yeah, so
yeah, I feel like right back was always gonna be Jack Ellis. Liam, are you gonna nominate anyone else for that?
Nah.
Nah, it doesn't make any sense.
All right, but yeah.
Jack, who would you like to nominate for left back?
For left back? Mm-hmm. There's only really one option, isn't there? Jack Armour.
Suppose.
Jack on each flank.
I suppose. I mean, Robinson sort of got integrated into more of a midfield position, so like Armour would be the more natural one. Also, arguably, they both played, you know, the part during the season in different ways, but Armour's the one that I'd like to see sort of like stick around next season and be in the first team again next season, because when we were getting promoted, you could probably comfortably say that Armour at some points of the season was one of the best left backs in the league. So you'd want that in your squads. You really would. So for that reason, I'm also going to nominate Jack Armour. Max?
Yeah, Jack Armour as well. I don't know if he was ever the best left back in the league, but he was definitely the best left back at Carlisle.
Will?
Yeah, Jack Armour, he feels like the more reliable player in that position.
Yeah, it had to be Jack Armour. Right, boys, it's a back three. Let's go on the offensive and call out a back three. It's going to be difficult for a lot of people. If it Mellish, are we all in agreement Mellish is going to be in that back three?
Yeah.
Mellish is obviously going to be in that back three. And this is where maybe it gets a bit difficult, but maybe it doesn't. As a gesture, similarly to Thomas Holy's gesture, I would say Paul Huntington. And then you would probably have to say the man that played every game this season, Sam Lavelle, as well. So they're the two that I would go with Mellish. Liam, who would you like to go with?
I'm going to disagree for the first time today. I'm going to go with Lavelle and Barkley just because I don't think Huntington really played that much. He didn't play enough for me. I think Barkley maybe played a few more, and I think towards the end of the season he was okay. So, yeah, Barkley.
Barkley, yeah. And Will, what about yourself?
In Lavelle for me.
Yeah, Barkley and Lavelle. Barkley's a player that we'd kind of forgotten about a bit, you know. In the back of my mind, he was like almost destined to be released at the end of the season. Well, not released because he's still got a contract, but you know, I didn't think we were going to see him again. But he came in and actually played quite well toward the end of the season. I think kind of he deserves some credit for that, especially given that it was, you know, by the time he came back in.
Yeah, so Max, it's only really between Huntington and who is it? Not Lavelle.
Barkley,
that's it. It's only really between Huntington and Barkley,
yeah,
who you want to put into the team of the year. Unless you want to nominate someone else, of course.
Well,
who are you going
yeah.
with?
It's a shame, really. It just shows how bad our season has gone, really, when Lavelle's getting into the best team of the season. But yeah, probably Barkley, just because he's played, you know. He is just lacking that sort of stamina to play week in, week out, unfortunately.
Yeah, maybe just not quite the quality of a League One just yet at this stage of his career. Right, it's midfield time, gentlemen. At the start of the season, I'd say a player that who fizzled out towards the end of the season was faded out of the squads. He was definitely pined for by most Carlisle United fans at the start of the season. Arguably our best player for the first sort of 10 to 12 games. It was Jordan Gibson, in my opinion. So I'd put Jordan Gibson in that midfield. And then I would have to pair him off with, let me see, it's going to be Neil and McGeoch, I think, in my opinion. I think a guy probably got just injured just as much as McGeoch did. So they'd be my midfield three. Max, what's your midfield three?
Yeah, I'll go Gibson, Harrison, Neil. And I was thinking about either McCalmont or Josh Vella, but yeah, Vella probably hasn't played enough. McCalmont season played all right recently. McGeoch again, he's been injured a bit as well, so it's a bit of a hard one, really. But yeah, I'll just go with McCalmont.
McCalmont, yeah, okay, fair enough. What about you, Will?
I mean, I'll just say Moxon.
No,
or like,
oh,
no.
I forgot about Moxon.
I mean, technically, you can say
I'm changing
like
mind.
Moxon. I mean, like, if we're building a team out of players, Gibson's going to go in the midfield. And he'll go there with Gibson, you know, same as what you said. He's had some great moments this season, in the earlier part of the season, particularly at Bolton. And then I'm going to put in there with them Harrison Neal. Especially I'd like to see Callum Guy, but just because he missed so much of the season and it's been the first season for, well, so yeah, he's going to join them in the three.
Okay, yeah, that's fair enough. So Gibson and Neil have pretty much nailed their selves into the team of the season. So, Liam, what's your midfield three?
Well, I had to make a late substitution there. But mine is going to be, similarly, Neil and Gibson with Moxon alongside them. I did have Vila, but I forgot Moxon even played for us.
Moxon's going into the team of the season. Unbelievable. Gibson, Neil and Moxon becomes a midfield three. So it's straight partnership
best
time, gentlemen.
But he didn't have a great season for us.
No.
Didn't, but it wasn't terrible.
But no one did.
A lot was expected of him.
That's why I'm struggling to make a team of the season.
Yeah, yeah. So we're nearly there, though, Max. We're nearly there, though. It's only strike partner time now. And Will, what is your strike partnership of the season?
I'm going to go with what's likely to be the strike partnership at the start of next season as well. And that's, well, depending who we sign, Armstrong and Kelly, to be fair. But they, you know, they did come in partway through the season and Kelly very close to the end. And, you know, when they partnered together, we actually looked like we had a strike pairing, which we never really looked like with anyone else in that position.
Okay, Liam, who were you nominating for your strike partnership?
I was going to go with the same, but I think, you know, with Kelly not scoring a single goal all season and only really playing like 4 or 5 games after we were already relegated, I couldn't really put him in off there, but I chickened out of that as well. And I've gone with Armstrong and Joe Garner.
Armstrong and Garner.
I forgot about Garner as well.
It's an interesting shout. It's an interesting shout, mate. It is. For me, I've gone for Armstrong and Butterworth. I feel like Butterworth, you know, he was inconsistent in and out of the team, but still played more games than Kelly, scored a lot more goals than Kelly as well. You know, he was somebody that nothing was really expected of. And in a few occasions, he gave us a glimmer of hope in a couple of games. So, yeah, for me, it's Butterworth. Max, what are you going to go with? Who are you partnering Armstrong with?
Yeah, I'd go Butterworth as well. I think he shows glimpses of being like absolute quality sometimes, and I just hope we can see more of it next season.
Mm. All right, well, it's a controversial team of the season that features Gabriel Breeze in goal, a back defensive line of Armour, Mellish, Lavelle, Barkley and Elish, a midfield three of Gibson, Neil and Moxon, and a strike partnership of Armstrong and Butterworth. All right, lads, it wasn't easy, but we've done it. So congratulations, everybody can relax. Or can you relax? Because it's FA Cup fever time. So I've decided, lads, that we're going to do a very special version of everybody's favourite game.
Guessing the player.
Well, yeah, you know, you'll listen to it. If you ever listen to it back in the edit, you'll know that I'm never in time with the music because I don't play the music live on the podcast while I'm singing along. Well, singing along. I'm not singing along to anything. There's nothing playing. Anyway, gentlemen, in the hat that I have right here, the quite literal hat that I have right here, I have written down 4 names and they'll go into the hat in FA Cup style to basically tell us what the matches are going to be in a head-to-head knockout tournament to decide the cup winner of Guessing the Player. That's right, the league winner is back-to-back title winner, Wills, obviously, but we've introduced a cup element for this episode. So, you know, potentially, Will, you could do the double, but we're all in the race. We're all in the race. Now, right, I'm going to pick the first name out of the hat, which will, of course, be the home team, as traditionally done in a cup draw, which is Liam. Liam, you will be against Max. All right, so it'll be Liam against Max in the first game, then it'll be myself against Wills in the second game. Will, would you like to do the honour of clue guiding the game between Liam and Max, where Liam is going to be the home team? I'll let you get ready with your clues and stuff as we talk to the competitors for the game of Guessing the Player. Liam, bottom of the league. It wasn't a successful season for the second season in a row. But can the Cinderella story have a beautiful ending? How do you feel going into the FA Cup of guessing the player?
Well, Wigan did it, didn't they? You know, they got relegated and then won the FA Cup. So, yeah, it's anything can happen. I'm glad to not have drawn Will because he seems to win everything. but, you know.
Will does seem a bit unbeatable. Yeah, he does seem a bit unbeatable. But we'll see how we get on. We'll see how we get on today. Max, you know, you narrowly missed out on the top of the title last week where you just had to sit back and bite your nails and wonder if you were going to be able to keep hold of the top of the league title. It came down to a decider in dramatic fashion. Is this your opportunity to get revenge? Is revenge on your mind with the silverware in hand?
The revenge isn't on my mind necessarily. I just want a bit of silverware for my fans. But I was just thinking, what if no one gets it? Is there like a penalty shootout? Or...
Well, we only need three clues. So like clues. So we've got a decider one, I suppose, already in the bag. If one of us, we'll see how we get on. We'll see how we get on. Basically, hopefully, it won't be that difficult. But yeah, it might be difficult because you know, Will's the wily old clue guide against the young bucks of Max and Will's, Max and Liam. Sorry, in this game. So, lads, it's time to play the first round or the first semi-final of guessing the player.
Okay, so signed from Lincoln City in 2015, he spent three seasons at Carlisle. Played a total of 108 games, scoring 9 and getting 9 assists before being released at the end.
It's me first, isn't it?
You're the home team, sir. You were.
I'm trying to think of who got released that year. Is it Jason Kennedy?
It is not Jason Kennedy. Max?
Oh.
Nicky Adams.
It's not Nicky Adams either.
No.
So on to his second question. His second season at Canada season with a run of goals and assists and cementing his place in the starting lineup. He attributed this improvement of form to changing to a vegan diet.
Oh God, that what? I can't remember that.
Vegan diet.
I'm just trying to think of... I'm not even going to acknowledge that second clue. I'm just trying to think of people who got released that year still.
second clue just nothing.
Yeah, I
don't... I don't maybe remember people anyone having a vegan diet.
All that clue's done is made me try and think of Forest Green Rovers players.
But,
Okay, 2018. Who got turfed out that year? I can only really think of a couple. Was it? Did he come from Lincoln? Was it? No, I think he was there another year. I'm gonna have to say it. I have to say it anyways.
It wasn't Mike Jones.
No, he just strikes me as a vegan.
Mike Jones is the most guest player.
Yeah, he's the most guest player.
Max, do you have any idea who the mystery vegan is?
I know he is a vegan. Is it Sean Brisley?
It's not Sean Brisley.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter that it's not 1 point, is it? It's just to go through. So everything is still at stake. If I don't get this, we could be needing that tiebreaker to be the clue that Liam prepared, won't it? That Skelly prepared, rather. He scored a memorable goal at Hartlepool, curled in from the corner of the penalty area to cancel out Billy Painter's penalty before Jabbo sealed a 3-2 win that led to United fans tearing up part of Victoria Park.
Oh, I was there as well. Who was it?
All right, Max knows. Can you repeat the first clue?
Yeah, signed from Lincoln City in 2015. He spent 3-8 games, scoring 9 and getting 9 assists before being released at the end of his third season.
At the end of his third season, I'm trying to think, obviously 2015 plus three is 2018, but I'm trying to think, is it like the 2018-19 season or...
No, we released in 2018.
Released in 2018.
Yeah, 2015-16.
So it'll be in the 17-18 season, wouldn't it? Oh, crap. Oh, yeah, and I think the guess is that I've made have all been really a year earlier. Oh, but I can't remember that season at all. I wasn't even going to games, I don't think. I hear the... Okay, will you let me off with a second name if I don't know his first name?
We can try.
Okay. Is it David Amu?
No way.
No.
Yeah.
It's nobody Amu. Okay. I was going to say when and if Max gets the answer, you'll know why I couldn't let you off with a second name. Max, who scored the second goal in the game that you were at?
Whoa, that's a clue I didn't get. I didn't know it was the second goal.
You knew he was at the match.
Yeah, because he just said he was at that match.
I was at the match. I remember Jobbo scoring.
He cancelled out Billy Painter's penalty.
Because Billy Painter went... Sorry, Hartlepool went 1-0 up.
Talk all the information's in the question, Liam. It does... You can work out that he was... You can work out that he was a second goal.
Hang on a minute. Let me just check the rule book here.
It was a 3-2 win.
No, don't worry. I've been shafted enough by the rule book out.
The big green rule book of guessing the player. Let's have a look.
I'm going to kick myself.
A vegan from Lincoln City who spent...
Surely we have a timer.
John O'Sullivan.
It's not John O'Sullivan.
Was it Miller?
I was about to say, how about if they just take turns guessing without any further clues and see if one of them gets it?
I disagree with that entirely.
You got it, like.
What do you think, Liam?
We'll finish this semi-final this week, hopefully, with my tiebreaker, and then we'll do the other semi-final next week, and then we'll do the final the week after.
All right.
That might be the way we're running for time anyway. Yeah. We're running for time anyway. Yeah. So, since that ended...
It's Tom Miller.
I said, Miller.
I couldn't have let you have... I couldn't have taken Miller because there was more than one Miller that played for Miller that season.
Yeah.
Well, it was Sean Miller. Well done.
Tom Miller.
It wasn't.
It was it?
Tom Miller.
A prime example of why we couldn't
accept it. Tom Miller then. Fine. It was Tom Miller. Right. Okay. Fine. It was Tom Miller. Well done. No, nobody got that one. So nobody's progressed through to the final. So we'll use mine as the, hopefully, a decider. And we'll do the final or the next semi-final next week. What?
So is this another guessing the player for the same game?
Basically, yes.
I've managed to take it to extra time, pretty much.
I like how I suggested that you could just kind of keep guessing, and you said Miller, and then like Liam's like, no, we can't.
But you wouldn't let me off with Miller, and I don't think I'd have got Tom Miller.
You've not got Tom.
No, so, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah,
but Max might have got it afterwards.
After I just showed
him. Yeah, if he'd said Miller and I said, we can't accept that, Max, would you have just said, yeah, Tom?
I'd have just said every name, every possible name I can remember with Miller in the end.
You both would have just gone backwards and forwards saying names.
Different
names.
Yeah.
First names for ages.
John, that would have been Paul, great. Stephen.
Well, I've got one. I've got another one for you, lads, anyway. Hopefully this will decide who gets to go to the final of guessing the player. It's Liam and Max. But because it's a replay, because the last game ended in a draw, that means Max is now the home team and Liam is now the away team. So Max will be going first in this version of guessing the player. So here we go, mate. This player made his Carlisle United debut in 2006 and went on to make over 130 appearances for the club.
Chris Lumsden.
It's not Chris Lumsden, I'm afraid, mate. Good guess. It's not Chris Lumsden, I'm afraid. What about you, Liam? In 2006, this player made his debut for Carlisle United and then went on to make over 137 appearances for the club.
Is it Mark Gillespie?
It's not Mark Gillespie, I'm afraid, mate. It's not Mark Gillespie. Unlucky. We'll go on to the next one. So this deal was nearly done by Paul Simpson, but this player actually became Kevin McDonald's first signing as Carlisle United manager.
Kieran Westwood.
It's not Kieran Westwood, I'm afraid, mate. It's not Kieran Westwood, I'm afraid. What about you, Liam?
I'm just trying to think of a keeper now to keep the theme going. Because I couldn't tell you who it is. Hold on. 2006. Over 3 years. Just trying to think of old FIFA games. Nah, I couldn't tell you. I'm just going to have to say, I don't know, keep it with David Amu.
It's not David Amu, I'm afraid, mate. It's not David Amu.
David Amu was probably like 10 years old.
Yeah. At least I know it was David Amu now.
I mean, they're similar ages, I think, David Amu and this person. But we'll see. Recently, this player has returned to Warrington Town, where he is now the assistant manager.
I'm not
sure. In the same league as the Reds. If
I
that
know
helps.
Who it is.
Oh,
really, I've just got a name in my head, and I don't know where it's come from.
So how many seasons? Like 3 seasons.
Yeah.
I've no idea. Grant Holt.
You said Grant Holt.
Yeah.
No, it's not Grant Holt, I'm afraid, Max. Grant Holt never played for Carlisle.
I've no idea.
What about you, Liam? Have you got a final guess for us?
Mark Boyd. I remember something about Boyd at working.
Not Mark Boyd, I'm afraid, mate.
Red
it's not David Raven.
David Raven, mate.
What are we gonna do?
Do we have another?
We're just gonna have to come back again next week, aren't we? We're just gonna have to come back again next week.
This is what we're gonna do.
Gonna
last all summer. This could be great.
Well, it'll be great. Yeah, just like keep going backwards and forwards
to a European Championship instead of an FA Cup.
If you make it like 2016 and after that, we've got a better chance.
Yeah.
It's not just geared towards you two.
Because
you know?
I was talking 2006.
Yeah, just keep it in the season.
Literally geared towards us two.
No, it's not. No. Well, yeah,
I suppose you
way,
didn't know the
fixtures, challenge,
but still.
It's a challenge. Yeah, and it's okay not to get it right, because there'll be loads of people out there that didn't get it right, I'm sure, like there is every single week. Anyway, that's enough for this week, gentlemen. As always, it's been an absolute pleasure, and thank you very much for joining us on the Blue Army podcast. And there isn't really anything else left to do apart from saying buy some tickets for the charity match that's taking place on the 18th of May.
Yeah, 18th of May, buy your tickets. See you in a minute.
Bye for now.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.